Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host on the Genesis Network. Well, we've got two toll-free numbers for you today. We're going to have wide open phones for the next 2 hours to cover a lot of other key news items. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Or you can call the Austin number, 888-234-4564. 888-234-4564. And we'll take your calls on both of those systems. Now, let me attempt to break down what we covered the last hour. I know some stations joined us for the last two, which is unfortunate, but we thank you for carrying the show. I detailed how this Dr. Eric Panica is the tip of the iceberg, this award-winning freak, this scientist who says he's not a freak. A freak's something unusual. The 95% stand up and praise him when he says 90% of us need to die now, and that AIDS is working too slowly. Now, obviously, he knows what's going on. He's not saying at all. And we're going to some of the emails I've been sent by some of his disciples, and his daughter emailed us, and a bunch of other stuff. So we're dealing with that right now. By the way, I'm trying to get a hold of Paul Watson. Paul, you've got her contact info. I've got the email, but I want to invite his daughter on the show, Panika's daughter. So can I please have that? I've been trying to get a hold of you since late last night. Paul sometimes avoids me during the day because he knows I might try to drag him on air. I'm just joking. Then it ties into this article here. Biological threat in Executive Order 13292, avian flu to be used as pretext for attacks, not Iran's nuclear program. And this is an executive order. We're going to read it later. So see, this is the foundational excuse to train minions of the government that human life is worthless and none of us have any rights, but it's for the Earth's good, and the elite knows best. And it's used as an excuse for a police state here domestically and to drive this thing. So that's what we're talking about. We'll get more into it in this hour. Right now, let's go to Bill in Arizona. And Bill, welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, well, first of all, I want to commend you for such a great job that you're doing and getting the word out to all the people around the country and around the world.
And let me say what I'm getting the word out on. The majority of the biologists and scientists working in weapons laboratories, this is public, have the view that 90% of us need to be killed. So that's why we're concerned. And it's not just me. It's CNET News and other big publications are saying exactly what I'm saying.
Right, right. Can I change subject for this?
Sure. Talk about whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard about this, but up in the Apache Junction High School around the Phoenix area.
Yes, I talked to people that actually know the young man. The illegals took down the American flag. He took down the Mexican flag and put the American flag back up, and then they arrested him because he burned the Mexican flag.
He burned the Mexican flag. Now he's getting death threats, and now his girlfriend's getting death threats, and his father.
I think I'm gonna burn it.
Yeah, really. I feel the same way. And his father's got to put a security system up at his house now because he's afraid that they're going to do something to the family. That is really sick.
I know. We're trying to get him on the show.
But that's about all I have to say.
Well,
and
I really
keep up the.
Sorry, go ahead.
Keep up the good work, Alex. You're doing a good job.
Well, thank you, sir. I do the best job I can. Yeah, it's like when the majority of the Tejano or Chicano studies professors say this is the Southwest, we're going to kick you out, this is Islam, and then a large minority says that all whites must die above the age of 16 who are male, and then they say it in public speeches, we play clips and read the news articles. And again, we don't care what color you are, we just don't like, I mean, I'd imagine most Hispanics don't want to hear that all the whites need to be killed. A lot of Hispanics I see are married to white women, or the women or the men are married to Hispanic ladies. I guess your husbands and wives have to die too, but that's just the way it is now. Again, just the universities don't care; they're just training people to murder. It's all about training to kill. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Can you handle the truth? Well, you're going to have to. The majority of biology and environmental science and environmental resource graduates have been taught that 85 to 95% of us must die, and they run the bioweapons laboratories. Dick Cheney officially says he wants to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. There are official CIA documents. Again, this is really going on, and they're drilling the military and, quote, spraying harmless bacteria all over the U.S. Mainstream news. Mainstream news. Just type it in Google. Army doing tests spraying bacteria over U.S. cities. You'll get all these mainstream articles. And for the day when the globalists really decide to give them something else to spray, and the troops will just think it's another test. That's what all of this is really about. These drills are really about. And it's total control. That's what the elites have always been into. And this professor coming out and saying this is just saying what the majority of them are already saying. So a lot of key articles on this. We got a local newscast we didn't play all of yesterday. I want to play more of today where he goes through all this propaganda. We're going to do it. And I know we have a lot of phone callers on 888-234-4564, our Austin toll-free number. And another lines are loaded at 1-800-259-9231. So let's just go to calls. But listen, I really actually did a good job yesterday for once. I moved through your calls quickly, so be ready. I'm giving each one of you about a minute. Raphael in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, Raphael.
Okay, I want to make an announcement on these people with these scum of the earth with their biological stuff. Of course, they're probably in secret societies, so all those of the secret societies, there has been a judgment affliction put on them by God. This isn't a worldwide announcement now, so y'all better face the facts. Those in the secret societies, now is the time to repent and do away with your evil.
Thank you, Raphael. I appreciate the call. Let me just say this. Even if you don't believe in God, and I do, let me tell you something. You do reap what you sow. What comes around goes around. And these people are all totally unhappy, and then all they love is death and evil. You see, all decadent societies go through this cycle. It's just governments never had the mechanisms to kill everybody. Elites always. It's the norm. Learn your history. Flip out and start mass killing because it's their entertainment. They've got everything, and so nothing makes them happy. Again, Nero every morning would strangle a small child for his pleasure and then do some other things. He would have big parties. This is mainstream Roman historians. This is admitted. Nero was proud of it. He would dress up like a werewolf in a wolf outfit. They would bring in a young man or child, and then he would go bite chunks out of their neck and other places, covering himself in blood like Baron Harkonnen or something on a science fiction, and then as everyone ate dinner, clapping. Then they'd have an orgy, then they'd eat and vomit on each other and go to the vomitorium and rooms and just vomit everywhere. Just vomiting and murdering and blood splattering. Oh, you think I'm joking? You just don't know mainstream history. I haven't had a chance to go to Italy. My parents go there all the time. My mom's flying there today. Go to the vomitoriums are everywhere. But research the last few, Nero was in the middle of the decline, but research the emperors by the time they had twin emperors, the East and West, that they go nuts. But they got to have their minions carry it out, so they give it a pseudoscience glaze. You think I'm kidding, don't you? So just think about who you're working with. Think about whose side you're on. Let's go ahead and talk to Thomas. Thomas, where are you calling us from?
Knoxville.
Welcome, another Tennessean. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hey, listen, I love what you're doing. I think you're doing a great job, and I absolutely believe that the government is behind. From reading all your material and a book by Dr. William Grady, How Satan Turned America Against God. They're great. It quotes you a lot in there, and I learned a lot from there, from listening to you, and that's how I started listening to you. But I wanted to ask you a question. I wanted to ask you what you thought about, we know from the Bible that the Antichrist will win.
He'll make war against the saints and overcome them.
Right. And then we know that I want to know if you thought, what do you think about the rapture from the time when we'll be raptured out and then the government takeover with the Antichrist system?
Sir, I don't know how long you've been listening, but what I'm going to say I think is going to freak you out.
Right.
Let me let you go, and then I can answer you when you're off air.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. I'm not a theologian. I am not going to get into religious debate. I am a Christian. I do not hide my faith under a bushel. I am proud to be a follower of Christ, Yahweh, Yah. A lot of you guys get caught up in all the law and all the little nuts and bolts. I mean, I know I'm with God. My discernment tells me I know whose camp I'm in. I know who my father is. But I have a scientific show. I have an information show. I have a news show. The stuff I already talk about is so wild and so crazy sounding, I can prove it, and people can't deal with it and handle it. And then I look at the Christian church, bought off, paid for, predominantly preaching lies, telling you don't get involved, lay down, the rapture's coming. And so on its face, I know it's wrong that the rapture teachers, whether it's true or not, tell us that it's not our job to get involved and it's our job to lay down and it's not our job to fight this because we'll be overcome. I have read Revelation several times, and the same thing repeats in history over and over again, building to the big one. It's the devil just has the same design over and over again. And he plays into God's plan. And yes, it's true. Our leaders are Satanists. I mean, if you don't believe in God, folks, that is a news pronouncement. That is true. They are. I never tried to get into that. I was a Christian, but not, deeply. I was always been in the, right camp ever since I was very small and came to the Lord. I was about 5 years old. But at the same time, I wasn't strong. I didn't know. I didn't have the discernment. I just kept falling into the Satanism. I kept running into it. It's there. It's real. This is what the elite is into. Doesn't it make sense? I mean, they're a bunch of psychopathic control freaks. They're going to be into evil stuff. Look at the Aztecs. Look at the Mayans. Look at the Babylonians. Look at the Romans. It's always the same. I mean, if you're evil, you're going to worship an evil god. Even if you don't believe in God, it's the psychological manifestation of your inner soul or of your brain. I don't take a lot of calls, but this is a really important question. And so if you really read it, the Antichrist makes war against the saints and overcomes them at first, but then there is an elect, there's a large group of people that cannot be touched. You see? And there are people in the midst of it, you're going to have the greatest coming back to goodness, the greatest coming back to life, the greatest coming back to decency and honor and the good fruit that God offers us if we will follow His law. The law, do unto others as you have them do unto you, the golden rule. Lay down your life for your brother. You know, those that were willing to lay down their lives, gain their lives, both spiritual and physical, those that tried to keep it, lost it. Man, I've already given my life up. I don't want to die, but I'm ready to, because I'm trying to protect little ones. It's my instinct that God gave me, the hardwiring. You have to get into darkness. You have to be given over to a reprobate mind. You have to be given over to the dark side to not want to throw yourself against the enemy. I mean, right now, if I thought it would defeat the New World Order, I'd throw myself in a meat grinder. Right now, I would throw myself against a horde of enemies to cut me down. I don't care. It's instinctive. The little ones must be defended. They must be defended. You shouldn't have to make the decision to get involved and do it. If you're in the right place, in your heart and soul and your mind and your intellect, you are compelled. I am a vessel against this enemy. I am filled, my cup runneth over. But I've read Revelations, and I don't see anything about a rapture in there until after. The dead, you know, after Armageddon, it says after Armageddon the dead rise, and then it's right there. Schofield Bible, New World Order, was taught. And it doesn't matter. Duty is mine. Consequences belong to God. I just do my job. There's an open guild of people saying they want to kill us. The government is preparing it and already releasing things like HIV and other things, which is the tip of the iceberg. This stuff's going on. Cancer was engineered. The cancer viruses, there's Rockefeller studies from the 30s. Their plans are public. Now look at it today. I mean, there's whole schools where they have whole rooms of the kids that are in there with their medical equipment because they're all got cancer. I mean, there's on my street in my neighborhood, a little kid died of cancer. In my other neighborhood, a few years ago, a kid dies of cancer. That's not normal. Most cancer is viral. That's scientific, major Nobel Prize-winning studies. So we're here dealing with this. And people say, you know, well, it's going to overcome us, so we can't fight it. No, it's our job to fight it and wake others up, because I don't fear he that can kill the body. I fear the one that can kill my soul. And the New World Order revelation says, traffics in the souls of men. They're merchants in the souls of men, is the exact quote. I don't belong to them. I'm not a shekel in their pocket. I'm not a ruble in their pocket. I'm not a dollar in their pocket. I'm not their slave. I belong to somebody else. I've got another master. And no one can take that away from me. I know where I am. I know whose camp I'm in. It feels good. I know I'm tied in to that incredible life force that God's given us. I've got it is enlightening. It is empowering. It is wonderful. And you're not going to get it in most of these churches. I go in most of these churches and I can feel the spirit that's in them before I cross the threshold. You can drive past these churches. You can see it. You know, like a place has a feeling. Oh, this place is a wonderful feeling. Oh, this is such a wonderful place. This is so peaceful. Other places, oh, I don't like this place. There's something about it. You get a bad feeling in those UT classes when you sit there and all they talk about is killing people. But before they ever open their mouths on the first day, you know, I was sitting there in a local college. I had a bad feeling. And then they open their mouths and the evil just spills out on you. This bile, this wretched trash. And so, sir, our religion is not constantly talking about the rapture and, oh gosh, I'm glad they're telling us to take microchips. It means the engineer. It's, oh no, evil is upon us. We haven't done our job to fight it. Remember all the cities that were going to be judged by God, but he'd send one of his prophets and then they'd repent, get a 100-year reprieve? You need to warn your neighbors. You need to warn everybody. And let me tell you something, you're not in the right place if you aren't on fire to fight this. You should feel very strong, too. You should feel extremely powerful. because we've got the sword of the Lord. And before that, nothing can stand.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I got news clips about Dr. Death, Dr. Doom I want to play. I got emails from his minions. I got a bunch of stuff I want to cover, and we just took two calls last segment. That is not fast enough. Let's go to them quickly. Charles in the Louisiana. Go ahead, Charles.
Hi, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
Mr. Jones, I want to remind you something that really stuck in my mind, a story, article you read 3 years ago. And I like to remind the listeners of this. They need to hear this. You read an article where a guy walked into a bar with a gun and a can of gas, and he made the women tie all the men up, and he threw the gas on the men, and when he pulled out his lighter, the women overtook the man. that he wouldn't burn the men up. You remember that article?
Yes.
Well, you see, that's the problem. You stand up for our country. These other people that want any excuse not to fight. No excuse not to fight. They took God out of school and they didn't fight for Jesus Christ, and they want to say we're going to be raptured because I'm so sick of American people. They're just not what you are or some of the men are. I'm sure all these listeners could probably whip the tar out of me, but I'm so tired of the we call it Americans. They didn't stand up for Jesus Christ when they took him out of school, and they didn't want to be raptured. What do they think? They ain't supposed to help us fight for our country? You fighting for them every day of your life, and they got an excuse, I'm going to be raptured. What's wrong with these people? Are we just dead people? Are we been sprayed too much? What is wrong with these people, Mr. Jones?
They became decadent and corrupt. I appreciate your call, my friend, and I understand your anger. And they think by only caring about themselves, they get ahead. That's really a lie. Let's go ahead and go to my Texas lines here, folks calling in here. Let's go ahead and talk to Chad in Illinois on line 4. Go ahead, Chad. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir.
I just got a couple of news points real quick. First of all, my uncle called Harkin and Grassley, and they both said the ports deals were placated. UAE did not back out. They just lied to us so we would calm down because there's not anything we
can
do.
Well, I mean, we wrote an article about that 3 weeks ago, that the holding company for the deal is Halliburton, but then it signs it over for the 21 ports to UAE. But that's nothing compared to the communist Chinese military taking over the security at some of the ports and running the scanners. And in a no-bid contract, the U.S. government's going to pay them to do it and not even let customs do it.
Some other stuff I picked up on INN News was the Mustafa Mosque in Baghdad. There was American troops that went in, tied up, and shot 37 praying people. And something else they said is the official numbers are in, and Iraq spends $6 billion, with a B, $6 billion annually to import oil.
I know, sir. See, they don't want the oil flowing out. By not letting it flow out, it actually jacks up the price. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to John in Oklahoma. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to call because I have been painfully aware of what's going on, thanks to you and some other websites and things, and I tried to share this information with some people, and it's been real hard to get anybody to really listen. I mean, people are essentially telling me I'm crazy.
Yeah, some people call and say no one will listen to them. Some call and say 50-50, and others call and say everyone listens to them.
Yeah, I have one friend who listened, and then the other people I've approached have been very resistant. And it doesn't matter which side of the political fence they fall on, I just think it's hard for them to swallow.
Well,
the
people
truth of what's really going on.
Mainly conservatives, like folks in Oklahoma and stuff, just think everything's fine, and George Bush is in office, so they're in hibernation. Everything must be good.
Oh, no, they really support him, and they don't like to hear anything negative about him.
No, they don't like to hear that they don't like to hear he's anti-gun or pro-open border. They just don't want to hear it.
No, I mean, well, first of all, the Christians, at least the mainstream Christian conservatives, you know, I'm a Christian. I believe in Christ. I'm saved, and I feel like I am a Christian. And but they tend to support him blindly because he says he's a Christian. How
yeah.
did he act?
But then look at the fruits.
Oh, exactly. And that's what's kind of brought me around. I used to listen to you a while back, And then I moved up here and started listening to you again on the web, and I really appreciate what you're doing, but I'm trying to get the word out there too.
Sir, have you tried giving them my documentaries? Talking is hard for some people. They don't talk to people. Most Americans don't talk to each other anymore, you know, as part of entertainment or part of an interface. They just talk in business. Then they go home and have friends with their sitcom, imaginary friends.
Absolutely.
So you need to give them a video.
I've given that out. And the one friend who did kind of come around to my way of thinking or to the realization of what's going on, I guess, he saw the videos. But I've given the videos out to another friend also.
Well, also, this is what happens, sir. This is what happens. They won't wake up right away. But when they get knocked up, but when they get knocked upside the head by tyranny, John, and thanks for the call, when they get knocked upside the head by tyranny, they'll wake up then. So you planted the seed. Seeds don't always sprout right away. The right conditions make them sprout. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem with a black Berkey purification element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back live. We're here. I've got John in Ohio who disagrees with something, so I'll go to him first, and then we'll talk to Joe and Jason and Chris and Ron, and I'm told Dr. Deagle told him. We'll try to get to him soon. And then we've got Anthony and Brandon and Jack and Ron and just so many other callers. I'm told they're backed up in queue 10 deep after that. So we'll continue to try to take more calls. I guess we got two new phone systems. We can take even more calls on each phone system. So we've got the plus and minus of having too many callers that are able to even go online talk to us. But I want to get back into source documents on Dr. Pianca saying 90% of us need to die and start dying soon, and mass plagues would be wonderful to kill 90% of us. And then the mass defense of him by the establishment and the media. And then some of the feedback we've gotten reportedly from his daughter and then from some of his students and others, some just chilling emails and things I'll be reading. We have a little newscast we'll play too. But I'm going to take a few more calls here in just a moment before we do that. But we're carrying a new film, and it's extremely powerful. It's America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. And it's so well produced. I mean, it could be on national television. And it gets into the mindset, the elite, Sir Francis Bacon, who founded this, who said they were going to create this new world here in the United States before it was the United States. It's such an important video. You need to have it. Learn the incredible secrets of the esoteric traditions hidden within the manifold layers of signs and symbols in our nation's infrastructure, symbols that for many represent the secret destiny of the world's greatest nation. Films like National Treasure are a whitewash of this, or films like The Da Vinci Code that's coming out are a whitewash and a lie. You'll learn the truth from the historical record with this film. We're carrying it, $24.95. We have it available right now at Infowars.com on the secure, safe online shopping cart there in the video and bookstore. Got a lot of other big discounts on other 9/11 videos and books like Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Loose Change 2. We carry it all at Infowars.com. It's available. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't procrastinate, don't wait. And then last but not least, all 14 of my films, dozens of other films have been authorized to post, like Loose Change 2 and many others. My weekly TV report, every week I do an in-studio interview that's also posted video of that interview on PrisonPlanet.tv. All my best audio interviews, and so much more. Over 1,000 pieces of media, $5.95 a month. Go to a monthly trial membership, or get a yearly membership for the next few days, and we are going to stop the special. And it's only, you pay for 6 months. You get 5.3 months free, if you want to be exact. So you pay for 6.7 months, and you get 5.3 months free. Over 5 months free, almost a half year free, and now it's April. This is, I guess, the anniversary. The 5th is when we launched PrisonPlanet.tv 2 years ago. So second year of PrisonPlanet.tv, now over 1,000 pieces of media, $5.95 a month. Or go get a yearly membership and pay, I guess it comes to $3-something a month. So just an incredible deal right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Take advantage of it. Now, let's go to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, before I get to the part I disagree with, I'd like to say that I totally agree with you on this Malthusian death operation. I've always believed that as a kind of a half-baked Marxist, this is what Marxists believe. They have totally opposed the Malthus. And as the semi-Marxism of the LaRoucheites during the 70s, when they were in that stage, they did a lot of the same work you're talking about, the IMF, the World Bank's sponsorship of this kind of deindustrialization around the world because the monopoly capitalism had reached the stage of hollowing out the economy. It was only interested in looting the world economy. So I think there's a lot of people that agree.
Looting is not the word. It's consolidating criminally.
Yeah, okay. And I wanted to mention some of the things that I...
I'm not going to let you get away with that. The very same bankers publicly funded the communist movement as a false revolutionary movement, and you'll never wake up to that. And it's leftist liberals who are the vanguard of peddling this.
Well, I'm not a leftist, but I do agree with a lot of what the Marxists have said. But speaking of some of the things that I disagree with, and I totally agree with your work on the war, on the 9/11 conspiracy, on the police state. But I was listening to a Pittsburgh talk station about a week and a half ago. Heard one of the people that you like, Paul Craig Roberts. And he was talking about how the economy is being hollowed out, the gross disparity between the rich and the poor under these, especially under these neo-fascists. And he said one of the main reasons for this is the fact that the formerly communist, or as I would call them, pseudo-communist countries or semi-socialist countries had abandoned that, and even semi-socialist policies in countries like India had opened up their doors to these transnational corporations going out and completely hollowing out our economy. It was because since the demise of those socialist or semi-socialist systems that we are in the situation we are in. I don't know if he realized the implications of what he was saying, but this in effect means that it was actually the military-industrial complex had no objection to the alleged human rights abuses or intentions of those countries, which they grossly exaggerated. It was the fact that they were a tough nut to crack. They couldn't go in there and exploit those socialist types of economies for their labor, for their cheap labor. That the
John, thank you for the call. No, I'm going to let you go because I got to be fair with everybody and only give you a few minutes there. I'll give you plenty of time, John. So you don't really disagree. That's just more baloney. Maybe you were going to bring up something you disagreed about, but your time's up. Listen, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is a real conservative, a paleo-conservative. The bankers funded the communists to lock up the labor. Then they made deals. There's never been a communist country. Jiang Zemin, before he left office a few years ago, said China's communism is the greatest expression of capitalism. You go, what does that mean? Capitalism isn't free market. It's another form of command and control. They confuse these terms. Jiang Zemin was being honest. What you have is a few hundred generals and party members who run and own everything and live in palaces. Same thing in Russia. Same thing every single time. Anytime the people let the elite consolidate wealth, you're going to get more abuse. Only small government can protect the people and let you keep the fruit of your own labor. It just doesn't work that way. And they always fool people with class envy that, oh, if you just go take the rich people's money away, you'll all be wealthy and everything will be okay. And then it's the ultra-rich financing the socialist and communist movements to go robber baron and steal the wealth of the middle class, an engine that threatens their hegemony and monopoly of control. Okay? And yes, now China, that authoritarian country, and same thing with India, it's a police state, they're being used as engines to destroy the middle class here. That's what Roberts was saying. I didn't hear the interview, but he said the same thing here. So you need to get a little more sophisticated there, John. Let's go ahead and take a call from Anthony in Texas on my line. Anthony, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good.
One of the things I'm upset about is this Ms. Dr. Bianchi. The arrogance from their spokesman from the UT of Austin really encouraged me because this is the same arrogance that kept and they took the remains of the Cowatecan people in 1967 from Mission San Juan in San Antonio, Texas. And they kept it for three more years in conjunction with the Catholic Church. And the leaders of the Cowatecan Nation had to fight this for years. And we finally got our remains back and reinterred them. And it's the arrogance that, the spirit of arrogance that's among these higher echelons over at UT that just really upsets me.
Well, you know, UT has surpassed Princeton and Harvard as the richest university. They have almost $30 billion in liquid cream cash accounts. They have hundreds of billions in assets. And now they're ripping off their librarians, jacking up the prices when they're state-funded. It is a criminal. The Board of Regents is criminal. They sit in their little gold-backed chairs and just run all these scams. They're total trash.
And, you know, the thing is, I agree with you on that because it's like they're arrogance. It's like they just want power and control and domination. And the thing is, they thought, well, we're just a bunch of stupid mission Indians and, you know, that didn't know how to fight, and a lot of our people are turn around and use the system against them by becoming professors and PhDs and attorneys. And I know you're a man of facts. You can find this information. We finally got the remains several years back and had a reinterment. And Catholic Church was there for to give us an apology in San Antonio. And
that's right. I remember they built the structure and then removed the remains and had them on display, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you for the call. Your phone's really cutting out, so I'm apologizing that I got to go ahead and let you go. Let's now go ahead and talk to Jack. Jack, you're on the air from Tennessee. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I've been trying to get your attention for a few days. I got a question to ask about Larry Silverstein.
Yes.
I would like to know why, with the momentum that you gained with Charlie Sheen and all that stuff, I'd like to know why you don't go about organizing some sort of picket or something, some rallying point that us disparate groups who can't get together can get together about.
Well, sir, I was
being a
So I mean, you're the guy on the MySpace account saying mean things about me.
I don't say mean things. I'm trying to keep it light, you know.
Yeah. Well, I don't think things are very light. Listen, sir. Let me just say something to you. I work, no exaggeration, on average, I've been working about 16, 17 hours a day lately. Some days even more. Charlie Sheen is in the middle of shooting his TV show, which is 5 days a week. intense 12-hour days, and he has a family. He goes and visits his children. And he's done what he can do for now. And he put the challenge out on air to Larry Silverstein, two Fridays ago. And he's done all this work. And I've done all this work, and I've made films and written books and work all the time. And then I get these emails and little posts all the time. Hey, Alex, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you on a plane to New York out there with Charlie Sheen protesting in front of Silverstein? By the way, people have done that. The media just ignores it. The media.
No, on the phone to these black fans, you know. On the
I know. It's my job to do everything for you.
The United for Peace and all these little groups that they love protesting. That's what they do.
Well, hey, I got a good idea. Hey, bro. Can't you do it?
I know.
Will you do it for us?
Yeah, I'm busy too.
Okay. So I get the picture, bro. I'm bad because I'm not doing. You ought to hear the calls. Sometimes I'm marching around from one thing to the other, literally frantically in the back of my office, wishing I could spend time with my family. And there are stacks of notes. This woman's having her children taken, no due process. This person's having their farm taken. This person, they're trying to euthanize. They've taken water away from their 80-year-old grandmother. She's begging for water, and they say, no, the bioethicist says that you're going to die. Honey, it's okay. Get ready to die. The person doesn't even have cancer. And they call up after days, and they start crying, and I call them, and they start cussing, and they say, you won't help me. They're killing her in a nursing home right in San Antonio. Alex, help me. It's like a bunch of ocean liners went down, not just one, but 10 or 15, and I'm out in this lifeboat with so many people in it that water is right up to the edge, about to spill over, and they're in the frozen seas going under. Help me, why won't you help me? Ring the phone right now. Ring, the emails, thousands of them. Help us, ring, do this for us, why won't Alex do that? Oh, help us, you didn't respond to my email, but Jeb Bush did. And all I could do is say, attack me. Have at me. It's like when a fireman goes in a house and somebody panics and just tries to climb up on their shoulders. When jellyfish people, and I'm not blaming them, this is how we've been trained, they sometimes will fall down in fear of the flames. They won't run through them. The fireman will throw a fireproof blanket over them and go, come with me, move quick. And I'm talking to a lot of firemen friends, and the person will fall down, panicking. It's like a drowning person. You try to dive in and save them. They just try to climb up on top of you. And that's what happens. One time I was out swimming with friends at the swimming pool. One of them got a gulp of air. I was about 14. This big old boy and he was in only water about 8 feet deep. He could have just swam out. He panicked and pushed me under and clawed my face up. So I'm just here trying to help you and clawing my face. Here, just take this. Right across my face. You're not doing enough. And, of course, you're not that nasty, sir. There's a lot of other really nasty people. Of course, most of them are just paid trolls. That's what they call people that snoop around on the Internet. And, look, I don't care. People have developed a palate. They know what's real. They got a taste for reality. They know what's genuine. I'm genuine. And so, sir, really, you think about it. Demanding people do something for you. Demanding after they've already carried your water for you, carry some more for me. I'm not the government slave, and I'm not your slave. We've got plans. We've got things planned to get the word out that you know nothing about. And it's going to take blood, sweat, and tears. Okay? So there, you got your attention. That's what the snickering sounded like to me. It just sounds like you're immature. You didn't like it being thrown back in your court, did you, Bubba? Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Ron in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Ron.
Alex, I'm fast. Thanks, you're the cheerleader, you're doing your job, we're supposed to go out and fight the battles. The Lord helps those who help themselves. To John in Oklahoma, he needs to go with 9/11 Road to Tyranny, buy a copy of Dale Carnegie's excellent book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, make audio tapes of your best guest interviews, pass them out. Also, in Oklahoma, we have been invaded by illegals, we have Brown Dawn here in Oklahoma. An excellent bill, House Bill 3119, has been put forth in the Oklahoma House of Representatives by Randy Terrell, Kevin Calvey. This bill would require state and local employees to report illegal immigrants applying for government services. Two,
think about that. By the way, they get preferential treatment on home loans. This is mainstream news. Preferential treatment on college tuition. It's designed to bring them here.
Yes, they do. This bill would also stop that. It would block them from receiving government services. This bill has been blocked in the Oklahoma Senate by Senator Bernice Kane. Area code 405-521-0126. We need a couple hundred thousand people. Is
well,
it 524-0126, area code 405, Oklahoma State Senate. Well, I've got one number of 521, the other of 524. It's probably 524-0126. That's right. Senator
Bernie Kane
has blocked this bill. We need your listeners to call in and tell Senator Kane they support this bill.
Okay, I appreciate your call. That's a problem getting numbers out, though. People will get them wrong, and then some old lady will get 50 calls. We'll be right back, folks, as we fight. Yeah, conservative state won't enforce the law because they're so conservative.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We'll take a few more calls, and then when I start the next hour, through the five-minute break, I'll take calls. And when I start the second segment at the 8 after, I'm going to get into more details, the aftermath, the fallout of this Professor Pianca and others, the defense of him, the emails, the news clip, a lot more, and then a bunch of other global and national news that needs to be covered. And look, I'm not trying to whine about people whining at me. It's just you have to understand, If I don't send you an email back or I can't help you, I can't. I mean, I have 10 employees. So, and we're running four or five websites and trying to ship stuff out the door and trying to write articles and trying to make films and producing and getting guests and doing all of this and researching. Believe me, I've made a lot of sacrifices to do what I do. And frankly, one thing that gets under my collar, and so I'm sure you'll do it more now, is people telling me do this, do that. It just gets really old. Let's go to the network's phones. Let's talk to Joe in Wisconsin, I believe. Joe, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. A word for you. Triage. Thank you for the warnings. Amen. I got some more university news for you. You know how you keep mentioning people who just don't get it? Friday, I cornered a math professor, and I asked, shouldn't all majors be forced to take a logic course? He hedged twice, and I said, well, I answered the question. He says, well, yeah, they should. But these kids would rather suffer the consequences of their illogic than think. And it felt like I had a brick upside my head. So I saw the dean. I said, hey, dean. And I told him about the answer I got. He says, well, the kids aren't here to learn, but to meet somebody or get a job. If they were here to learn, they'd go somewhere else.
That's right. They're there to learn how to fit into the system's paradigm.
And it felt like I had gotten hit with another brick up the head. I was like, ow. But I found, even among friends that I know and they understand about this globalism thing, there are two topics that are mentally blocked. Reality, that which affects me, whether I think it will or not, and also motives, the analysis of reasoning for actions, not justifications or excuses. Like, they'll fall back on something that CNN said is absolute Bible truth. And
what they do is, sir, if they see anything that threatens their paradigm or will make them have to do some work, they will rationalize it away, deciding that the universe is in between their two ears.
Well,
they will say it's loving to kill everyone, but Hitler was bad, but it's loving to kill everyone.
Well, the closer to reality or paradigm change for them, the harder it will get, even abusive. I mean, there are people that will come right out and say, I'm not going to say what you want me to say. And they believe the same exact thing. And what I'm trying to get them to do is just view it from a different perspective.
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. I really do. Let's talk to Jason. Jason, where are you calling us from?
Phoenix.
Welcome.
I was amazed that, I'm sure maybe you've heard about it, maybe not, during the Katrina thing on C-SPAN, Camu Campbell, professor at North Carolina State, openly stated on C-SPAN that all whites should be killed.
Yes. I mean, there are masses of professors that say this. Jose Gutierrez, UT Arlington at Dallas.
But nobody gives it press, and the Mexicans can say it, and the illegals can say it, and they can be... Well, what about all this hate crime? Remember the hate crime legislation?
Well, sir, that's because these groups work for the elite and are going to be used to have race war.
And they don't see that they're being set up in their pawns, just as you said.
Exactly. Whether it's a professor saying, for the earth, we've got to kill everybody, or whether it's the black studies or Chicano studies people saying, kill all the whites, they just want minions trained that killing is good, that torture is good. It's all about warping us.
And the thing is, they're all going to be killed, so it doesn't matter. They want, according to Pianca, 90% of us gone.
Yeah, but his students are saying, no, Alex, he's not radical enough. We all must die.
Yep. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. We'll come back, and we'll talk to Tim in New York. We'll talk to Chris, Ron. Oh, first we'll talk to Dr. Deagle. He's been patiently holding. I keep forgetting he's there. And many, many others. There's so much news coming up. Hey, InfoWars made the San Francisco Chronicle, and they even said we're right.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.